Blog Talk Radio.
Describes my week, Jim Hart. You're on the air.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the EAL Radio Show, where you'll find us every Monday evening at 7 p.m. November is our anniversary month. Can you imagine? We're 5 years old, and the time is flying as fast as our Boeing 737-800 airplane. We are boarding tonight. As we begin to board our guest passengers for our trip to San Juan, Puerto Rico, we want all of you to know how much we enjoy spending every Monday evening with our Eastern family and friends. This is our 241st broadcast and truly the radio voice of Eastern Airlines. Our listening audience is over 50 countries around the world and an average of nearly 1,000 listeners each week. We hope you'll participate and board our plane as we be part of our show. For those listening to the broadcast on their computers, all you need to do is to call us at 213-816-1611, and it will put you on Neil Producer's board. He can open your mic or your telephone, and you can tell us what's on your mind, or you might want to just add to the subject being discussed. Remember, unless Neil has opened your phone connection to join the live conversation, you'll need to press the number 1 on your phone's keypad to join in. Those who cannot listen in on a computer can still hear and participate by just calling the number you just heard, 213-816-1611. Also, keep in mind that your telephone or microphone picks up any noises that might be in the background, so make sure you mute your phone or keep as quiet as possible during the broadcast. Captain Neil.
Jim, thank you very much, and welcome aboard, folks. We'll have our senior flight attendant, Jill Cotton, get you seated.
I'm here.
Okay. Come back to you once we get the airplane started and rolling down that runway. I have as my co-pilot tonight, actually he's giving me a check ride, Captain Steve Thompson. Steve?
Good evening, Captain. We're all set. Our passengers are seated, and our flight attendants have their seat belts on. So how about let's light up that number 2 engine and get the show rolling down the runway?
Okay, here we go. If I can get Fats Domino out of the engine.
He's stuck in the engine.
I'm starting that number two engine. Here we go.
My beverage cart up and running.
Hang on a second, Jill. I think Chuck's got something to do before we start.
Yeah, you're a little hit. Eastern Flight 241, you're cleared for takeoff.
Okay.
Eastern Flight 241, Roger, cleared for takeoff.
This is your captain speaking, and we have leveled off at flight level 350 for our flight to San Juan. I'll turn off the seatbelt sign so that you may move about the cabin. Jill, our senior flight attendant, will you and your crew see that our passengers enjoy the comforts of Eastern Airlines hospitality?
I will, and it's such a privilege to be able to do that for you. And we're going to get our beverage cart up and running. We just have to get ice, everything up, and ready to go.
Jim Hart.
Jim.
Well, thanks, Jill. I just want to give you a reminder of those for those wanting to listen to our broadcast tonight live aboard the EAL radio show every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. You can connect by going to www.ealradioshow.com, or you can also connect with the show at our sponsor's website, www.repaonline.com. That's the site of the Retired Eastern Pilots Association. And let me repeat the phone numbers again for the show again. It's area code 213-816-1611. Also, as a reminder, at the end of each of our shows, time permitting, we have selected songs we have called Eastern music, or music we grew up while working at Eastern. So make sure you hang around shortly after the show. Might be one or two songs that we have to listen to the selections we have chosen. Now I'll turn it back over to you, Jill. You have more experience than me walking up and down the aisles of Eastern airplanes.
I have a lot of experience there. Thanks. And I chuckle because, you know, we greet each passenger as we would a new person. And we thank them for being with us. And you can't expect anything more. Well, we should feel safe with our senior man from maintenance with us on our flight. Hey, Chuck Albright, head of aircraft and maintenance in 2B. What do you got on your mailbox?
Well, tonight I thought I'd tell our listeners that we're flying on a Boeing 737-800. It's a turbofan powered narrow body commercial passenger plane. It's one of the newest ones out there, and its cost is around $79 million as compared to some of the other planes that are little on the cheap side, so to speak. It can fly 694 nautical miles farther than most of the comparable planes that they have today. Now, it cruises at about 41,000 feet, which is about 1,300 feet higher than most of the other commercial. It has a cruising speed of 503 knots, miles an hour, I'm sorry, and it has 38 more passengers, which comes to a total of 162 passengers. It's a little bit taller than some of the other airplanes of its same size, and the cost is a little prohibitive. But when you come down to why the new Eastern bought this particular airplane is the cost per seat nautical mile. A nautical mile is 1.5 miles in layman's term. And at $13 a nautical mile, they're a lot cheaper than the airplanes that are of comparable size. Now, the fuel cost per seat mile is only $8.17, which makes up a lot of cost savings as opposed to the cost of the airplane. So we're looking at probably $3.55 per nautical mile cheaper. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot. Just think of all the miles that this plane is going to fly throughout its lifetime. It has a maximum range at 3,000 nautical miles. It's a little bit more than most of the other ones out there, comparable size, about 700 miles more. So that they're going to get more for their money, even though they did have to pay more for the airplane. The normal cruising speed is about 472 knots, which is almost a little over 500 miles an hour.
Oh, wow. You know,
the new Airbus.
We thought the 727 had so much. And here you go again. Love it.
In the new Airbus, it's comparable, is the 380. It has a whopping 615 passengers on their new Airbus 80. That's the most of any regular scheduled commercial flight. Back to you, Jill.
Oh, wow.
615.
Well, we should all go ahead. Thank you.
I said it's going to cost a lot of time to get those 615 people with all their drinks.
Well, we run up and down the aisles a bunch. We should all feel safe with our senior men for maintenance with us on our flight. Let's move on over to seat 4C, where I can see Doris Jen, Eastern Airlines novelist, author, and bestseller with The Flight Destination. Okay, George, what do you got for us now? Got a new book?
Well, George just gave me a call and told me he was still out fishing in the Long Island Sound. And, boy, when he goes fishing, he goes fishing. But George doesn't have a report about his book, but I think we're going to hear some good news from him very soon. And when that's ready to be announced, we'll do it right here on the radio show, of course. Back to you, Jill.
Well, good. How about Captain Steve and his San Juan history?
I'm sorry, Jill. Was that for me, Steve?
Yeah.
Okay.
Know, here we are in North Carolina, snuggling up into the North Carolina weather. And
wow,
we need to get warm and toasty.
Yes, I agree. And it's a chilly 50 degrees, but beautiful, clear skies and a beautiful fall day today.
Hey, Steve, and can I put a word in here, Steve?
Yes, Neil.
I have a passenger back here with his wife, Don and Dorothy Gagnon, and they're on the flight. And I think before you give a little history of San Juan, can we talk to Don and Dorothy Don, are you with us?
Yeah, Neil. I'm having a good time back here. Jill just brought us a couple of glasses of wine, and we're kicked back and relaxed.
Mighty fine. Tell us your story, Don.
Well,
I think it has something to do with Veterans Day.
Yes, it does. I was waiting for Dorothy to come out of the eye doctor's examination, and I was in the waiting room, and a man came in, walked with a cane and a brace on his leg, and he sat down beside me, and we started a conversation. You know, he told me that he was 91 years old. A very interesting conversation continued, and I learned that he was an Army soldier with George Patton's Army in Italy and eventually in Germany, which was interesting to me. Then he began telling me about his trip, the Military Veterans Honor Flight from Miami to Washington on Saturday, May 30th. That was also Veterans Day, by the way. I learned that he was one of the men from Boynton Beach area that flew on Eastern Airlines and gave him the opportunity that he couldn't believe. Was fortunate for me to run into him. Certainly had been my fate. We had a great conversation. He said that the aide that was with him took him through the airport, stayed with him every step of the way along during the tour. Also, the plane was met by veterans representatives, and he had a wonderful time. He was just thrilled. But he remarked about the new Eastern Airlines, what a beautiful airplane it was. Anyway, it was such a great coincidence to meet a veteran who flew aboard the new Eastern Airlines. So I gave him my card, and I told him if he needed anything to please give me a call. He lives somewhere here in Boynton Beach. I'm not sure. That's about it, but it was a thrill. It was Veterans Day to begin with, and this guy's been around the horn. He knows what's going on. Except for the cane and a bad leg, he's quite spry. And that's it. Here comes Jill with some more wine, so I'm going to let back to you guys.
Okay, Dorothy's right beside you. Dorothy, how are you enjoying your flight?
She's got a window seat, by the way. I don't get a window seat anymore.
I always have the window seat. You know that, Don? You take it the way it comes. Anyway, I just wanted to mention a few things about the veterans that they had down in Miami, which I found very interesting. They had a parade, of course, and in the parade, they had a section where they stopped and they had the French consulate in partnership with the University of Miami and the consul general, Mr. Philippe Letriot. Now, he was the gentleman that gave the medal to my father in the veterans' home when my father was awarded the French Medal of Honor. They awarded the insignias of the French Legion of Honor to the U.S. Army veteran Bernard Sprecher. They also had another occasion there where they gave another Army veteran, John J. Firth, the French Legion honor from the French Army Captain John Michel Coffin. Now, they had several different ones that were getting that particular thing, medal from France during the World War II, and they were receiving those in Coral Gables. So it was a very interesting parade that they had. They even had one of the veterans, Mike Elliott, who flew out of the parachute. He was a veteran parachute team, and in the former Army Golden Knights, and he skydived. So he skydived out of the plane on Veterans Day. It was really quite interesting. So they had quite a number of the Florida Army National Guard that was a band that played there, and they had the Miami Beach Police marching, and they had several other veterans that were there watching the parade, which they focused on. So it was an excellent show for the veterans, and I was tremendously happy. And that's it for me.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. You know, someone told me that Vito Borelli was on board also. I think Jill told me that. Vito, are you with us tonight?
Yes, I am, Neil. I was on at the honor flight also on October 17th. It was just wonderful, let me tell you. My daughter was my guardian. And as a matter of fact, just today I got the disc with all the pictures.
Wonderful.
And it was just a wonderful trip, and it was just very heartwarming, let me tell you. I cried a couple of times, let me tell you. It was so wonderful. Getting back to Fort Lauderdale, we must have had 3,000 people there greeting us on the way back. A band playing, and I had a whole bunch of people from our Eastern office there with the banners, Eastern Airlines Retiree Association. So we had a grand time, let me tell you. It was just beautiful. So
Vito, let me ask you a question, Vito. On that flight, since you were an honoree,
right.
did you have the chance to talk to some of the other veterans about Eastern Airlines and their coming back to the to the skies again? And did you get any comments?
I invited the flight attendant. Matter of fact, it was an Eastern airplane, 772 that we used, a 737 that we used to fly up there and back. So. It was quite an honor. We had a fire truck there showering us with water when we returned to Fort Lauderdale, and also when we got to Washington. Everybody on the ramp just stood at attention and saluted us. I tell you, it was so heartwarming. I tell you, it was just fantastic. I enjoyed it very much, and I was very pleased to be part of it. So if you know of any, you're still looking for World War II veterans, if you know of any that haven't been notified, let them know, and they will gladly put you on the next flight to Washington. So after they get all the World War II veterans done, then they'll start with the Korean veterans. So that's the
wow.
Next. So
yeah,
they do a wonderful job, let me tell you. It's just fantastic.
You know, one of our hosts, Howard Mucci, is 94 years old, and he was a veteran of World War II, and he's here in Jacksonville with me, and I'd love to be able to drive him down to get one of those honor flights. Do they have honor flights out of Jacksonville area or Atlanta, or is it just
they have all
down
over the
Miami?
Country?
All
they
over
have
the country.
All over the country, right. Just look it up.
I can look it up for you, Neil, and let you know, because they do have them everywhere and they show them on the internet. So I'd be happy to do that for you and let you know.
Yeah, if you know of any World War II veterans, they'd love to have them. Before they can start with the Korean veterans, they still have to take all they can get before, because it's getting to a point where there won't be too many left. So they're trying to get all of them back to Washington for the
very good.
Neil, mine left for West Palm Beach last May.
Okay, and who was it? Who was it with? Who flew the trip? What airline?
It was U.S. Airways.
Okay. So lots of different companies fly veterans.
Yeah, that's great. United does as well, too.
Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful.
Well, let me finish, Neil. I felt honored because the two flight attendants that were on board, I invited them to come to our affair at the Renaissance Hotel on that following Saturday, and sure enough, they showed up, and they were there with Ed Weagle there, and we had a great presentation. I can tell you, it was just wonderful. So.
Yeah. It was great. It was great. And the beautiful uniforms, along with the uniform worn by none other than our flight attendant on board this flight, along with Jill Cotton. We've got Adrian Larson. Adrian, are you with us from Atlanta? Well, I thought she was with us, but she must have had to have done a parachute drop on us.
Well, you never know what happens with flight attendants. We get busy on the airplane.
No. Now I found her. She's back in the galley fixing some drinks, I believe. Right, Adrian? Adrian?
She might have her mic mute.
Maybe Adrian.
I'm here.
Oh, there she is. Okay.
Thanks. I was just getting someone a blanket.
Okay, very
good. Okay. Oh, and trying to find a pillow.
Yeah. Adria Larson, she was with us down in Fort Lauderdale, and she was wearing, what year uniform was that, Adrian, that you had on?
I think that was 1989. It was her last uniform.
The olive.
You look wonderful in it, too, Adrian.
You sure did.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, and
Adrian,
and I think, go ahead, Steve.
This is Steve. How's the temperature back there?
Oh, it's good. It's good. It's people are comfortable.
Okay, thanks.
Do we still have enough booze? Because all these Eastern folks are drinking a lot of it.
Yeah, we'll have to count the boxes at the end of the night, but they're going through it pretty quickly.
That leads to question. Let me ask you or Jill, either one, when you serve those drinks and you have those little boxes, as a matter of fact, they sold a couple of those down at the reunion that someone had and someone bought, the little miniatures in those little contained boxes. Is there one person that's responsible for the count of that and the money?
Well, they usually designate somebody, when we have the briefing. And usually a senior flight attendant does that.
Oh.
Correct.
Okay. And if you're short, what happens?
Somebody's in trouble.
Take a collection.
Well, then we were able to save money. Now that it's all credit cards.
It's like, okay, who has the count? Who has the money, and who's going to get in trouble?
Yeah. Well,
hey, Neil.
Yes,
hey,
Don.
Neil. Neil, this is Vito again. I can give you some information on who they can get in touch with.
Well, yes.
Fight.
Go ahead.
His name is marketing director. His name is Jim Neskert, Naskrent, and his phone number is 954-257-1186. And it's the Honor Flight of South Florida, Post Office Box 17854, Plantation, Florida, 33318.
Okay, 954.
Post Office Box 17854.
Mm-hmm. Right.
954-257-1186.
Okay, John Naskrent.
Jim Naskrent, yeah, Jim.
Oh, Jim, Naskrent. Okay.
He's
gotcha.
A marketing director, okay?
All right, very good.
And another thing I want to talk about, Neil, I had our board meeting this past week, and we were going ahead, and I've got approval for a donation for your group for $400. So I want to say.
Oh, excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll be sending you a check soon.
I was looking for my applaud grand. I don't see it here. But at any rate, thank you so much. Oh, yeah, here it is right here. I got to hit this button. There you go. Thanks to EARA. God, I've got a lot of technical wonders here on my little board. If I could just learn to use them.
Plus 10 grand.
Yeah, thank you so much, Vito. And,
you're welcome, I'm sure.
And we'll mention that on all of our future shows, along with REPA, Retired Eastern Pilots Association, and what EARA has meant to us, and especially the support that you gave us at the reunion. It was really good. And I've got some plans to tell you about an even more exciting reunion next year. And Vito, it involves you as well, and we'll be talking about it here in the near future. And I think you'll be real happy with it.
Okay.
Very good. Any other? Let's see. I'm going to turn the thing back over to Jill. Jill, I put my captain's uniform on, my hat, and walking down the aisle here, and I feel like I own this airplane.
Well, you do. And I'm trying to keep up with everybody, too. And I'm trying to figure out what we're talking about for the next reunion.
Well, that's a secret, and I'll be talking with people about that, and it's going to be a blast. It really is. something never done before. So anyhow, more coming later. Now, Jill, if you don't mind, I'm going to turn it back over to my check captain sitting here, the cockpit with me, Captain Steve. Captain Steve, how about telling us a little bit about San Juan?
Yes, thank you, Neil. And Jill, I'd like to break in and give you a little history of Eastern service to San Juan. Now, we started service back in 1946 using DC-4 aircraft. First route was Miami to San Juan, then New York to San Juan in 1951. Several speed records were made by Eastern, and we have a long-time friendship with the citizens of this U.S. territory, which has its own constitution and governance. The airport Eastern and other commercial carriers use is called the Luis Minuz Marin International Airport, or unofficially known as Isla Verde International Airport. Now, from San Juan, Eastern has flights to several countries throughout the Caribbean, and their longest runway is 8 2/6, which is 10,400 feet long. Now, I'll be back a little bit later with the weather and our arrival time. And now,
okay.
Jill, it's back to you.
Oh, Cecile, I see you're with your business associate, Charlie Barkley. Any plans on another fabulous Eastern reunion airline like the one you guys just orchestrated last month?
Well, Jill, we left Cecile and Charles at the gate, and they were banging on the door to get in, and we were, unfortunately, we didn't hear their rapping on the door, and we left them at the gate. So Cecile is not here with us tonight, but as I mentioned before, we had a wonderful time in Fort Lauderdale at the Renaissance, and we're hoping to be back there again. Not at the Renaissance, but a different hotel in Fort Lauderdale next year, around September, the month of September. And with that reunion, we hope to increase by 2 times the number of people we had this year. This year we had a good turnout, a great turnout for our first reunion. And but we've got some really a really great program lined up for folks that attend that, and hopefully we'll be able to offer some discount and package deals so that you stay at the hotel and you have everything right there. And so we'll be filling you in a little bit later on. We've got about a year, a little bit less than a year, to do a better job than we did this past October, which I don't know. I think from what I've heard from folks that were there at the reunion, it was a pretty good reunion and very complimentary from those that attended.
Well, it sounds great to me. And hopefully all my hips will be working right this time.
Okay. All right.
And I will be going for it. Oh, big time.
Very good. Well, you missed Mary Lee Block that was with us. She didn't bring her little Eastern Airlines mini flyer travel trailer that she took on Route 66 from Chicago to L.A., but she was there, and she really enjoyed it, and we recognized her at the banquet. And because she did carry the banner of Eastern from Chicago, Route 66 to L.A., so it was great having her with us.
Well, we're all gearing up for next year. You know that.
Okay.
So it's gonna be. What can I say?
Just be there.
Exactly. And we want to do it the right way, and with Ed and all the crew from Eastern Airlines, I think that they realize that there is nobody better than the crew that they already had.
Well, I can tell you a little bit, Jill, that we will be recognizing a special person with Eastern at our next show, next reunion. So everybody will
super,
be very pleased.
Super, super.
Very good. Jim Hart, you still standing by?
Yes, yes. And my name is Jim Hart, and I live in Royal Palm Beach, Florida. It's about 15 miles inland from West Palm Beach. I had the great pleasure of working for Eastern, and during my time, I put together quite a few charters, both large and small. The largest charter, and I believe it was the first mass move of any airline, had to do with the Massey Ferguson heavy equipment manufacturer from Toronto, Canada. They're a very, very large firm. They had a plan to move 15,000 dealers and distributors from 110 points within the United States and Canada. And I know that Pan American was bidding on this, and we sort of beat Pan American out and came up with the business. And can you imagine? We ran into some unusual problems, like Massey Ferguson wanted to bring a trainload of brand new equipment into Mexico City, and the Mexicans would not permit it. So Massey got in touch with us, and Don Greffy was our director of sales for Mexico, and Don was able to convince the Mexicans with a little of something called La Mordita, the bite, and they let the train come through. But it was a fantastic move. Everything went well. We were using 159 passenger stretch DC-8s, and it was what we had to do in order to clear the flights as soon as possible. I think we had to pay a couple of dollars to some of the Mexican customs people, and everything went smoothly. We were clearing a 159 passenger airplane in 30 minutes, baggage and everything. And at the end of the program, I was in Mexico City for 3 months at that point, but the final airplane to come in was coming out of Montreal, and I had a telephone call from Montreal saying, "Jim, it looks like we've got a mechanical up here." And I said, "Well, what's it look like?" They said, "Well, it'll be about a 10-hour delay." So I said, "Okay, get them here as soon as you can." During that time, of course, Eddie Arnold, we had hired to entertain these folks, many of whom were farmers, of course, and Eddie did a fantastic job. But that airplane came in 10 hours late, and, of course, we had not paid off the night crew, that is, the customs people at night. And so they revaccinated 39 people and kind of delayed the flight a couple of hours from deplaning. And that was the most minor thing that happened during the whole trip. One comical thing, if I remember, Mac McLaughlin, Warren McLaughlin, who was a sales rep in Miami at the time, was one of seven sales reps that I picked to ride on each one of the charters. I remember I got a call very late at night from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Now get this, Mac was from Miami. He said, "Jim, holy smoke, can I buy a scarf and a pair of gloves?" I said, "Why, is it cold up there, Mac?" He said, "It's so cold." I said, who's looking after the airplane?" He said, "I'm in a line shack here, and I'm going to give the man $20 to watch our airplane." This he did, and everything worked out well. But now the new Eastern, I feel, is taking the right steps in their business plan by doing charters until they know exactly which routes they will serve and when they go scheduled carrier. For those not attending the EAL radio-sponsored reunion last month and the EARA picnic this month, Eastern's President Ed Weigel gave the attendees a great picture of the present and future plans for the airline. I hope we can have him on a future radio show. I would like to suggest to our listening audience that if you know of any group that uses large aircraft to take them to and from their activities, please let Eastern Airlines know. And all you have to do is to write Edward J. Weigel, President and CEO, Eastern Airlines Group Incorporated, Miami International Airport, 4200 Northwest 36th Street, Building 5A, Miami, Florida, 33166. And if you want to call him, area code 305-869-4249. It would be greatly appreciated by the New Eastern. And this date and these numbers I'm giving you will appear in the archives when this show is put into the archives. Jill.
Yeah. Before I turn you back over to Neil, or Captain Neil, I should say, and Captain Steve, and those guys we absolutely love, I would like to tell you what a pleasure it was serving you today, and hope we see you on many new Eastern flights. You know, I must pass this little happening. I've been walking through the terminal the other day. A passenger on another flight, or another airplane, I should say, saw the sharp new flight attendant uniform that I was wearing and asked which airline I worked for. I told them, Eastern Airlines. Well, he almost caused me to be late for my check-in, and he kept trying to grasp on to me because he said, Eastern Airlines? Especially throughout the Caribbean, I feel that the new Eastern is destined to be, once again, America's way, favorite way to fly. And God bless them all, that those who are working for our beloved Eastern Airlines.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your Captain Steve Thompson, and we're coming in for another great landing, and thank you for traveling aboard our EAL radio show flights every Monday night.
God, do I miss that sound, Steve?
Boy, so do I, Neil.
And they were all grease jobs, every one of them, right?
Yeah, and don't get on the brakes too hard.
Oh, yeah.
Because somebody's going to have to change the tires.
There you go. Any comments? Vito, are you still with us?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Very good. Are you going to the New Eastern headquarters every day, or are you still back over in EARA headquarters? Where
no,
can we find you?
I don't go there every day. No, I'm right across the street, though. My office is right across the street on 36th Street.
Okay, very good. I might add, Vito, if you go to our website, we've loaded some pictures of the reunion, lots of pictures.
Oh, you did?
And,
okay.
And Emery has gotten the video that he took. Now, Cecile has received from Mike, your president of EARA, Mike Zahl.
Mike Zahl,
how do you pronounce his last name, Mike?
Zahl, Z-A-L-O.
Zahl. And he took bunches and bunches of pictures, and Cecile's got them. And if you wanted, listeners, if you want to get some of those pictures, just email Cecile. And those at the reunion know how to do the email to Cecile Intriago, and she'll upload some to you. We do have the video, and then Mike took a video as well. So we hope to have those two videos I'll have probably one up and running tomorrow, I hope, if I can get Emory to finish the job. And then it'll be viewable. And it's just a quick run through the hotel and the various functions and exhibits that we had at the hotel. So it was a lot of fun. It really was a lot of fun. Thanks so much for your EARE support, Vito.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And by the way, tell Isabel when you see her again, she did a wonderful job with the little miniature airplane. I understand that she and her husband took that little miniature airplane down to the EARE picnic as well.
Yeah, we had it there last Saturday. We had a lot of fun with it, too.
Yeah, they did. They had a good time with it.
Very good. Very good. Okay. Well, golly, Pete, we got a few minutes left. Anybody know any good Eastern stories?
Well, if I can interrupt a minute, Jim, I just sent you a website with the veterans application for you to nominate. You can go on this website and nominate the veteran you'd like to go on the honor flight. And an application for you to fill in if you want to fill that in also.
So, in other words, you have to be nominated to be on one of those flights?
No, you don't have to be nominated. Just send your name. If you're a World War II veteran, just send your name into that fellow, that manager's name that I just gave you a phone number for, and they'll take it from that point on.
Vito, how often do they depart the Miami area?
I think it's every 3 months.
Going in October of next year and April, according to this.
Well, I don't know how often they have it, but it depends on how many veterans they get. So they didn't have one in October. They had one prior to that in May of this year also. So.
Okay. Well,
hey, Neil.
Yes, Don.
The biggest part, if you know of any veterans, World War II veterans, you try to get their name in, and they'll contact them and go from that point on. So,
Don, you got a point to make?
I was just going to say that if I got two more minutes, and since we're flying to San Juan, and we just landed in San Juan, I worked the ticket counter in Miami for several years, and there was one day when this little man walked up to me at the counter. He was going to San Juan, and he had a kennel with him. In the kennel was a rooster, and he wanted to bring it on the airplane with him. I said, well, you know, you can't do that. It's our standard practice and the law that dogs and cats are only considered as household pets, and they have to be 10 pounds or less. Well, we went round and round for a while, and he finally agreed to let the rooster fly down in the belly. So Guy Cap came in and took him downstairs. Well, the guy went on his way, and the flight took off, and I, you know, say that was that. About a week later, I was out to dinner with one of my flight attendant friends, and we were talking about some stuff at work, and she said, you know, it's weird. She said, I had a flight to Miami-San Juan about four days ago, and all we heard was this damn rooster going cock-a-doodle-doo all the way down, 2.5 hours.
Very good.
It was a coincidence, right?
Yes, it was. What kind of airplane was it?
DC-8.
DC-8, okay. Well, yeah. It's stories like that, folks, that keep us on the air. Not enough of them, though.
Yeah.
We need more.
A lot of them you can't tell on the air.
Now, we got a new partner with us here. Vito, we hope to have you back as often as you can come back. I know you're a busy man. And I know you've got a lot of war stories.
I'm leaving Wednesday. I'm going to Seattle for a couple of weeks. So I'll try to listen to the show in Seattle. How's that?
All right, tell everybody out there hello, and get some of that wonderful Dungeness crab at Ivers.
Yeah, I will.
Go to Ivers. I'm sure it's still there.
Yeah, they're there, right there.
Don't forget to take your long johns.
Yeah, I've got all my winter clothes ready to go with me, yes.
Some great
and if
layovers.
There's anybody going through New Orleans and the cafeteria and the employees' cafeteria, please send me some seafood gumbo. I am really wanting some very badly, and I'll pay big numbers for it.
Steve, I bet Jill has had some of that, and Adrian both.
Well, I can make
and
it for
I'm
you.
And I'm heading south right now.
All right. Adrian, have you had some of that?
No, I make it. I make it really good, so it might be even better than what he had.
That's right. Folks, let me tell you a little bit about Adrian Larson. Not only being one of Eastern's finest, like Jill and the rest of our flight attendants, she is a chef, and I just can't wait until she has her own TV show. And you do catering. You do catering and make all sorts of exotic foods. Can you tell us a little bit about that? An infomercial,
sure,
real quick.
Sure. How I started catering, I'll tell you my whole story. I flew for Eastern, and then after, when Eastern went under, I was a stay-at-home mom. I was pregnant with my son, Tyler, who's now 24. And so back then, my husband worked, and he was the breadwinner. I didn't have to work, so I stayed at home. And then he left in 2000, and I had to reinvent myself since, you know, I didn't have a job after Eastern, and I was a stay-at-home mom, but I always had huge parties at my home. But not only that, I always loved working the galley at Eastern. And my mom and grandmother catered out of Buffalo, New York when I was a kid, so I had a lot of experience. So I started catering at Bed and Breakfast, and before you know it, I was catering for all the diplomats that came into Atlanta. I even had the Chef of the Year from Chile, and we cooked for 8 days, for 800 people. We made homemade ceviche and empanadas. And so I really specialize in international cuisine, which is really neat because now that, you know, I'm not a flight attendant, at least I get to experience different cultures. And so I had my own business, and I have a commercial kitchen in Ackworth, Georgia. I cater at about 15 different venues, and I've been doing it for almost 14 years now. And my children, who now are 24, 21, and 19, they all help me in the business. And I love what I do. It's like being a flight attendant on the ground. I treat all the my guests as passengers. And I even have several Eastern flight attendants working for me. And they love it because they're retired and they help me out. And they're awesome. They're the best workers.
That's
all
right.
But
you
I need
to
everything
hook up
homemade.
Dorothy's a cook.
She needs to hook up with Dorothy with her cookbooks.
That'll be good.
I'm getting yummy here.
Sounds
so
wonderful. If you guys are ever in Atlanta, look me up, and I'll be happy to give you some samples.
Very good. Well, maybe we can use your service in Fort Lauderdale next year. Maybe you can cater our reunion. Well, wouldn't that be something?
Give me a kitchen. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Wouldn't that be wonderful? Yeah, it would.
Either that or you could move it up to Atlanta, and then there would be no problem.
Oh, there you go. There you go. All right. So. Very good. Wow. Great conversation with you guys. Really great.
Thank you. But ideally, Miss Eastern, if I didn't have my children to take care of, I definitely would have gone back to flying. And I still think of it often. However, I think I'd better stick with my catering.
Yeah, good way to make some money.
Well, there's that sign-off music. Great landing, Captain Neil. We had a great show tonight, folks. Mr. Producer, another outstanding show. You know, it's always fun when we talk about Eastern Airlines and the place we work. We feel we've truly earned the title of the radio voice of Eastern Airlines. And it's all because of you, our callers, our listeners, our guests, and our hosts. We look forward to our Eastern family and friends joining us next week as we broadcast our 242nd show, traveling aboard our EAL radio show. The destination next week is Bermuda. Another beautiful Eastern destination. Until then, we all say good night, Eastern.
Good night, Eastern.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night.
When I was 17, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights. We'd hide from the light on the village green. When I was 17, when I was 21, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for city girls who lived up the stairs. Love that perfume and it came undone when I was 21. It was a very good year. It was a very good year for blue-blooded girls of independent means. We'd ride in limousines. Chauffeurs would drive. When I was 35. But now the days are short, I'm in the autumn of the year, and now I think of my life as vintage wine from fine old kegs. From the brim to the dregs, it poured sweet and clear. It was a very good
dance with the guy who gives you the eye, let him hold you tight. You can smile, every smile for the man who held your hand neath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Oh, I know.
Oh, I know.
Let the music shine like sparkling wine. Go and have your fun.
Oh, I know.
Laugh and sing.
Yes, I know.
But while we're apart, don't give your heart to anyone. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. darling, save the last dance for me. Baby, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I will never, never let you go. I love you oh so much. You can dance,
you can dance.
Go and carry on till the night is gone and it's time to go. If he asks, if you're all alone, can he take you home? You must tell him no. Cause don't forget he's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me.